Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm bringing on somebody with me today to help me work on your financial freedom. We're going to do this in tandem. And this is somebody that over the years, I've been a member at Lifestyles Unlimited since 2012. So going on 10 years now. And I'm somebody that when I joined, I had no experience. I had no knowledge of investing in single family or multifamily. Learned a ton through the organization, of course, but also through the team that we've built around us. And the gentleman I'm going to be speaking with, if you want to go down this path, he's somebody you want to have on your side as well. And like I said, I've learned a ton from this fella over the years. It's one of our lenders, a longtime vendor, in fact, with Lifestyles Unlimited. And we're gonna hear about interest rates. For example, we know that's a topic in the news. Should you be worried? Maybe some other industry news, and talk a little bit around the process that we follow with single family in particular, and what types of loans you might consider. And I'm sure we'll hit some other topics as well. So, hey, without any further ado, I want to welcome to the show Kerry Donham with Capital Concepts. Kerry, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, before I bring on any of our vendors as guests, and this is something that I have access to and any of our Lifestyles Unlimited members do, because it tells me about you, right? There's a pretty good write-up on what you guys do. And I noticed while I was out there, number one, a couple points of interest. You guys have been vendors for a very long time, since 2006, award-winning multiple times. And our members have the opportunity to go onto that hub and rate you. And there are quite a few ratings out there, 5 out of 5 stars. So you guys are doing wonderfully, as to my earlier statement, as teaching, bringing people along and helping us along this path. So if you don't mind, if you could tell us a little bit maybe about Kerry Donham first, and then tell us about Capital Concepts.
Yeah, sure. I'll do that. So as you mentioned, we have been a vendor here actually since the start of the program, back in the mid 2000s. And, I'll tell you a little bit about me, the company, and as well as Blake, who owns the company. So he and I grew up together in Houston. That's how I know him. We met back in the early 80s, of all places, at the Chimney Rock roller skating rink, because there were two things I liked to do back in the 80s. One was breakdancing, the other was roller skating, neither of which I will try at my age now.
So, okay, I'm trying to picture you breakdancing. I'm a tall guy, Kerry. You're above me in height. That's quite the image.
Yeah, 6'6" tall, weigh about 250 pounds now. So yeah, that's out. I'm not going to do that anymore. But one thing that I do really well these days is help people finance properties. Well, Blake created this company in '98, and I moved to Dallas in 2000 from Houston, and I started buying properties in 2002. So long about 2004, Blake and I started picking each other's brains on what we were doing, and we merged those two ideas together, and the rest, as they say, is history. Shortly thereafter, Blake became a vendor at Lifestyles. I was out doing my own thing with my own net branches at that point with my loan officer's license, still buying properties, and Blake and I came back together in 2009, and in 2009 is when I started working with the Dallas office at Lifestyles. I have an office right across the hall from Lifestyles. I call it strategically located. And so here's the background. Blake, he owns probably 130 properties now. He's bought and sold almost 500 properties over the years. I've bought and sold over 50 of my own properties over the years as well. So we have a lot of experience as an investor, as well as a mortgage professional. And what I think that does is it helps us help you guys and members make better decisions on financing options for their properties.
Yes, it absolutely does. You're out there doing exactly what you're advising us to do and talking about, and It's always comforting to me when I speak with a general contractor or a lender, and I know that they're also rental investors. I have a pest control guy, in fact, that's a rental investor. That's great. He knows what I'm thinking about. He understands my point of view. What sort of lending does Capital Concepts do? If the listener's thinking about this, is it single family? Is it multifamily? What's your touch point there?
Sure. We do both single family and multifamily. I've been funding multifamily probably for the past 5 to 7 years for certain individuals there at Lifestyles. We really kind of specialize in the smaller transactions, probably 500,000 up to maybe 2 to 3 million. When it comes to the multifamily, our heavy focus is really on single family, and that's what we've been doing the most and the longest. And so within that single family category, there are multiple categories, subcategories within that. And I would say that hard money is probably a third of our business. We own our own hard money lending company, so we're a direct lender when it comes to hard money. We also do conventional. That's your traditional standard, 30-year fixed product. And then on top of that, we also offer, this is my favorite program that I'm doing right now. It's a cash flow program based on the DSCR of the, and I'll explain that, debt service coverage ratio of the property. So it's based on the cash flow of the property, not the debt-to-income ratio qualification of the borrower, which means I don't need tax returns. I don't need pay stubs. It's a much easier loan to get done, and it is a 30-year fix just like conventional.
Yeah, that's a wonderful product. I'm at the point, Kerry, where if we want to do that next house or the next houses, we can't go conventional. We can't do that Fannie Mae backed loan. So this DSCR is, again, debt service coverage ratio, is exactly for a guy like me, or maybe the self-employed or somebody that has that more complex tax return that underwriters really don't like to look at. So we'll talk a little bit more about that product a little bit later on. I do want to mention for the listener as well, Kerry and his whole team, they're going to be with us down in Houston coming up very soon for the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. In fact, they are our legacy sponsor for that event. So Kerry will be there, Blake will be there, and we'll talk after the break how you can be there as well. I'll give you a good promo code to get you in the door, so stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5, and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm joined today by a great guest, someone you're going to want to hear. You want to listen to the end of the show. We're going to get to interest rates here in a little bit, but I've got Kerry Donham with me. He's with Capital Concepts, and Kerry's out of the Dallas-Fort Worth office, which is where I'm based as well. And I've known Kerry for a good decade now. I see him at a lot of the single family road trips, which are educational events, things that got me to where I am now, because I didn't know a thing about this before. Going to these road trips, hearing from people like Kerry, other vendors, construction guys, people that were present, pointing things out, telling us about the process. And we're going to hear about the process from Kerry here from a lending perspective here in just a moment as well. But that's what got me where I am now and can get you there as well. You have to have the right team. And I was telling you ahead of the break that Kerry and his team, they are the legacy sponsor. Capital Concepts is the legacy sponsor for our up-and-coming Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That's going to be in Houston. That's less than a month away. That's mid-March, 16th through the 19th. And I want you to go to the website to learn more. It's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, written together, wealth and spelled out, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And if you're interested in registering, I encourage you to do so. We've got our expert hall where Kerry and the team will be, and many, many others. Everything you need to do to learn, to meet all those people you need to meet, they're going to be on site there. Use my name. Promo code is Andy, A-N-D-Y. That's going to get you in the door for free for general admission, $97 off every available pass and package. Again, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Kerry, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you down there. You are making the drive down to Houston from Dallas, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be there from the 17th all the way through the end of the program on the 19th.
Perfect. And you're in Dallas. We're going to be down in Houston. I know that you said that's where Blake is based. Thinking about your base and your coverage, your footprint, where does Capital Concepts operate at this point?
Okay, great. I just wanted to come back around to the road trip just for those listening that are in the Dallas area. I had been assigned to the road trip on April 30th. So if you guys want to get a chance to meet me in person and come out and learn quite a bit more on that, feel free to do so. But as far as where we're located and our footprint, we have a gentleman located in San Antonio for the Central Texas market. That's Jake. Sean is down in our Houston office, so he's the branch manager of the Houston office. They have me for the Dallas office. But we're going national. We are licensed currently in about six different states. I would say those states are California, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, of course. We have Michigan, Florida, and Georgia.
Okay, very good.
That we're licensed in.
And that's great to know.
Now, that's for conventional.
That's for conventional. What about hard money?
So hard money I can do nationwide with the exception of a handful of states like the South Dakotas. They're probably South and North Dakota. There are probably a few states that you guys wouldn't want to buy in the first place, but all of the others I can do hard money in those. We have a bridge loan product. That's a hard money loan product that we can do. We are going to be able to do, as of next week, we'll be able to do our own hard money loans in Georgia as well as Florida. And that's really exciting because that means a little faster close time frame. And I've already been working with the realtors out there in Georgia on this. They're excited about that coming along. And then I can do my, which we'll get into a little bit later, that DSCR product we talked about. I can do that nationwide as well.
And that's all great information because we've talked about this on the show quite a bit. You know, I in particular, Kerry, I bumped around the country for a period of time in what I call the RV bunker, avoiding the COVID, seeing the sights with my family and doing the show from the road. And I took that opportunity to talk to a lot of people that are members and that are spread across the country. We are national in scope. You mentioned Georgia. In fact, I got an email from one of the realty team in Georgia. I believe it was a 13 or 14 unit package around Atlanta somewhere. So it's good to know that you're there, and it's good for the membership base to know that because they can tap into your savvy, your network, your knowledge, and operate in these markets that may be outside of our traditional, you know, Texas-based footprint. And as we expand, we do encourage the membership to think about this because you do not have to invest where you live. In fact, you probably shouldn't if you're on the coasts. You want to live where you want, but invest where it makes sense. And it's a message I hoped and tried to convey as I traveled. And I think you guys, Kerry, will help us continue to grow the ability to do that very thing. In fact, you and I had a conversation about Missouri just the other day. My wife and I are looking farther afield to that effect. So let's talk a little bit about process. We just threw out some terms. You mentioned DSCR. We'll get to that one later. But you talked about hard money, construction loan. And you mentioned conventional. I'd like to couch this in the process that we use as investors when we buy single family houses at Lifestyles Unlimited. Can you maybe take us from start to finish, you know, broadly,
sure,
as to what that looks like, especially from the lender perspective?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And I think the first step, and this, of course, is what Lifestyles teaches, is, you know, you need to get pre-approved. That's the very first step. And that's real quick with us. if you have an easy scenario, W-2, you know, don't have a lot of K-1s, that kind of stuff, business tax returns that we have to dig into, you know, 24 hours or less is pretty common for us to knock out a pre-approval and get you letters in your hands so you can get with the realtors at Lifestyles and write offers. That's the first step. If you have a more complicated scenario where we really have to dig in, if you're a passive investor, which, by the way, we don't mind those complicated scenarios. In fact, we do, we're able to help people where other lenders can't because they don't understand these K-1s and having a negative on that and how you can bring that into a positive. So we get a lot of business from other lenders because of that.
I want to add this for the listener. Passive, you're talking about the members at Lifestyles, for example, that are investing passively in apartment communities.
Exactly. Right? So what happens is, you know, I mean, you know, Dale teaches this. Anybody that's been around for a while, they understand the whole reason to own real estate is so that you get to pay zero taxes, zero in taxes, right? You do everything right. And in order to do that, there are write-offs on those apartment complexes. The biggest one is depreciation, of course. You know, which can be added back in, but other lenders look at the K-1s. All they see is a negative income on that. They don't understand how to work with that and bring it back to a positive, and we do.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's pre-approval, first step. Now we go into the process. You find your first deal. We consult with our clients. So when you come to me, you're going to send me your quest analysis, and we're going to go over that with a fine-tooth comb. I'm going to show you some things that can help you better analyze those properties and come up with more accurate numbers. And once you understand that, you know, once we do that two or three times, you're good. You have a lot better understanding. So we're kind of your second set of eyes along with your mentor over there at Lifestyles.
And to my earlier point, you're helping us learn and grow as well. What is a quest analysis?
So the quest is a tool that Lifestyles offers you guys as a real estate investor, the ability to go in, plug a property address in, be able to pull up comparables, and then look at that, analyze it, see what your cash flow is, see what your cash on cash return is. It's an invaluable tool.
Yeah, it gives you independence to operate and very quickly move as needed in this fast-moving market. It's a great tool. Hey, we're going to head into a quick break. When we get back, Kerry, let's continue down that process of buying that first single-family house. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I'm joined today by Kerry Donham with Capital Concepts. And Kerry he's based up here, like I am, out of Dallas-Fort Worth, and he's part of Capital Concepts. We heard in the prior segment what their footprint looks like, and much like Lifestyles Unlimited, it's getting bigger and bigger and national in scope. So as you listen to this program, if you're outside of Texas, guess what? These guys can help you. If you're inside of Texas, they can certainly help you. And I'll tell you this, if we don't get to that question that you may have on your mind, whether it's process, hard money, DSU, whatever details are lingering at the end of the show today, be sure to come on down to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo because Kerry and his team will be there. So you can continue that dialogue. You can ask those questions that you have, and you can learn more about that if you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Kerry, we were talking about the broader process, maybe for the first time buyer getting that single family house. They've gotten pre-approved. We heard about that. They've gotten that quest analysis if they're working with a Lifestyles realtor. If they're working outside or maybe doing their own thing, they're learning how to run the comps so they can figure out what that market value of the house will be and all that good stuff. What happens next?
Okay. So you've written your first offer because you have your pre-approval letters in hand. You've gone out there. You found your first property with the realtor. So you're going to come back to us immediately. I have a summary that I send to every single client that we do business with that tells them exactly what the next step is. So you're going to have your hand held along the way. Moving into hard money. Now, let's assume for a second it's the average deal that we see come across my desk, and that means you're buying it at a discount, and there's going to be some rehab involved in it. And we'll use a hypothetical scenario here for this, where you're buying something at $100,000, putting $50,000 into it, and it's going to be worth $200,000 when you're done what we call with the ARV, after repaired value, and that's the finished product. So you're going to take that down with hard money. I think it should be called easy money, personally, because I really only need four things to close a hard money loan: appraisal, survey if we're in a survey state, title insurance, have to have clear title, and your hazard insurance in place. And with those four items, we're ready to close.
And you can close pretty darn fast, as I recall, in a few deals, right?
We can. We used to close, and we could still do this, probably more so in Texas right now, in a week. We just have to be able to get an appraisal done in about 3 days turn time. Some of our appraisers, and we probably need to cover that, so make it a point. We'll cover our appraisal process a little bit later on. But yeah, when I have those four items, I can draw docs and have you to closing like the next day.
Got it. So hard money, it's an industry term. It essentially means private money, or you used a really good term in the earlier segment. You called it a construction loan or maybe a bridge loan. I don't, where does the term hard money come from? Is that because of the underlying hard asset, or what is the reason for that name?
I think so. I don't really have a good answer for that, honestly.
Okay.
Probably should, but I always put it that it's akin to easy money. And there are three reasons really why you would utilize hard money, and then we'll talk about the hard money process in itself. But property condition, holes in the wall, no flooring, you know, you can't put a conventional loan on something like that. Fast close, we just talked about that. If you need to close in a week or 2 weeks, obviously we're going to have to use hard money because you can't do a conventional loan that fast. And then the one, probably the most, the best reason I would say is that it saves you cash outlay on the project. So we go back to that $100,000 purchase price plus $50,000 in rehab. Well, I'll fund up to 75% on a hard money loan. Well, 75% of 200 is $150,000. That covers your hard cost. You only bring closing to the table. You'd be 70 something thousand or 75,000 out of pocket if you were trying to do that on conventional. So there's a big difference.
There's a very big difference. And think about the cash buyers out there, Kerry. I talk to them from time to time, and you can go so much farther with that much, much, much lower out-of-pocket, do more deals. And that's really what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you pay cash for something, if you do it under delayed financing, the exception to the rule on the cash out means you can do an immediate cash out. You can only recoup your purchase price and not your repairs.
The 50K in this example. Yeah.
Right. You would have to leave that $50,000 into this transaction if you were doing a cash purchase and then come back to me for an immediate cash out. Otherwise, you sit on your cash for 6 months. Well, how many deals are you passing up in 6 months while you're sitting on your hands?
Yeah, opportunity cost. Great, great point. Did you want to talk about the appraisal point now? Should we save that for later and move on down with the general process?
No, I think this is a great time. So we have our own appraisers. We have our own appraisers for conventional as well as hard money. It's the same appraisers. It's just that since we're a mortgage banker rather than a broker, we get to order appraisals through our own AMC. And I have a rotation of appraisers set up in there. And they pick the appraiser. I can't pick an appraiser. But we have, you know, five guys in Houston, five guys in Dallas. And it's always going to be one of those guys. And it's the same guys that we use for our hard money. So we have fewer appraisal problems. And here's a case in point. Scott's a member of Lifestyles. And a couple years ago, he had a hard money value that came in on a duplex at 225. He went to a different conventional lender, and the appraisal only came in at 185. So there's a $45,000 difference there. And he came back to us and said, "Hey, Kerry, I think I made a mistake. You know, can you take a look at this?" And then, of course, I got with my appraiser that did the original appraisal and said, "No, it's a bad appraisal." So he moved the file back over to us, and we saved him $45,000.
Yeah, I think the big point there is that, and I see this with realtors a lot too. The realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited, they understand the model. They understand what we're doing from start to finish, what the goals are. They understand the renovation process, and so do your appraisers in this case, whereas there are other third-party appraisers out there that they don't understand that, and they don't understand the investment angle of this, the cash flow, the value there, et cetera. And because of that, to your point with Scott in this example, you don't get the appraisal you thought you might get. So that's a great point of interest for us. Anything else on the appraisers?
No, I think that's it. And then maybe you want to roll in from the hard money, how you roll that out, and into financing.
Yeah, what happens next?
So, don't wait until you're finished with the house to submit the refinance, because you can do that ahead of time. You can do it, you know, 2 to 3 weeks before you're finished, and that way it allows us time to do the file setup, disclose, you know, send out your disclosures that you need to sign in advance. And then when we order the appraisal, we can give them your name and cell phone number, so that way you can control when the appraiser goes in and wait for the finished product. But we can have you through underwriting, already have the conditional approval, and just be waiting on the appraisal to submit for the final and the clear to close. And so it's really easy. You roll right out of that into your conventional and rinse and repeat.
Yeah, time is money. Shorten that timeline. And we talk about that if you think about the single family timeline that we follow as investors. In fact, I have a copy of it right here, 9 pages, a lot of checklists. And one of those involves not waiting. In fact, doing parallel, the rehab, the refi to your point, as well as getting it rented. You don't have to wait till you're done with the rehab. You don't have to wait till you're done with the refi. In fact, you want to get it going as soon as you can to save on that time component. Great information. Great information. Thinking about the appraiser real quick, should I meet him out there? Should I tell him what I've done? What sort of information, or how should that conversation go, or should it happen at all?
You know, with our appraisers, no, it's not really necessary. They know what to look for. They know what you guys are doing as Lifestyle members. They know if you're using one of the vendors from the list on Lifestyles that the property's going to be done right. You know, what do they teach? Best product, best price, right? So you really want to do a good job on that rehab, and if you're using the vendors at Lifestyles, you're going to. So my guys know what to look for. If you're using someone else, I would say you probably it would be a good idea to meet them out there, show them the scope of work, but for my appraisers, not so much.
Okay. Well, hey, music's kicking on, Kerry. We're going to head into our final break. When we come back, we've gone through the hard money to conventional process. If there are any loose ends you want to wrap up there, we can do that. Then I want to hear about that DSCR loan, and I want to hear about interest rates, because I'm in the process of buying still. So what is going on there? Stick around. We're going to hit those topics when we come back.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, "Look, here's what I want you to do." He said, "Tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power." He said, "Point it out for me." And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I am joined today by one of our sponsors for the up-and-coming Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That's going to be in Houston. I want you to note this. And I want you to go to the website and learn more. It's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. That's going to be March 16th through the 19th in Houston at the George R. Brown Center. And Kerry Donham, my guest, he's with Capital Concepts. They are, in fact, the legacy sponsor. He and the team are going to be there. They're going to be in our expert hall. The radio guys will be there. We'll have construction guys, will have insurance brokers, everybody you need as part of your team to be a successful single family and or multifamily investor. Everybody you need there. Of course, thousands and thousands of investors. Hey, you can talk to them. Hey, have you talked to Kerry? Have you, you know, figure out, network, talk to people. Who do they use? Who do they love? And of course, if you are a Lifestyles member, you can go to our vendor hub and see that Kerry and his team have 5 out of 5 stars. So that's great news. And Kerry, you mentioned earlier, we were talking about the single family road trips. We do these in up here in Dallas, down in San Antonio, Houston, and so on. And that's an on-site event where we go out to a property that maybe is going through the process we were just talking about in the prior segment, whereby we've bought it with hard money and we're going through the repairs. And if you're new to this and you have no experience, that's the place to go to learn about construction, to see what a foundation repair looks like, and to meet people like Kerry. Because Kerry, you're going to be on site. Remind me of the date one more time for the next single family road trip that you'll be at.
April 30th, Stephen Sharp has me slotted for that road trip. Now, we don't know if it's going to be an indoor or outdoor road trip, but yes, I will be there.
Gotcha. Hey, April showers bring May flowers. We'll see what the spring weather brings us here in Texas. It's been something else. And you know what's something else? The interest rates. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But I want to give you the opportunity, if there's any more of that hard money to conventional process, and that's what I used as I bought and built up my portfolio. Is there anything you want to wrap up with there? And maybe tell us, how many times can we do that before we need to start thinking about other loan products potentially?
Yeah, one thing I want to throw in is that we are doing a special event on, I believe it's Friday, the 18th in the evening. We're doing a mixture, and it's at the expo. I don't know if you were aware of this, but we are sponsoring a mixture. Complimentary drinks are on us. It's for Lifestyle members who have also done business with Capital Concepts. So if you're a member, you've done business with us, you're actually invited to that. We'll be sending out invites via email on that.
Okay. And again, to learn more about the expo, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, thousands of investors, Kerry. I mean, it just floors me every time I get down there. I come away motivated with new information, new connections. It's great. And this mixer sounds like that type of event. You had gotten us through the general process we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited for taking down single family houses, buying with hard money. We talked about the reasons why in an earlier segment. We go through the rehab. We didn't get into that. No need to here. Then the appraisal process as we go through the back end, refinance out of that hard money into that conventional debt. And one question I think a lot of people should understand is, how many times can I do this? How many of those Fannie Mae loans, that 30-year debt, can I get?
Yes. So 10 finance properties in your name is what Fannie Mae allows. When you either have capped out on that and can't do any more, like yourself, or for some reason you don't qualify. I have a gentleman that's buying a five property package in Longview, Texas right now. He sold his business, sitting on $1.5 million in cash, but he doesn't have income coming in. And Fannie Mae looks at that and says, "Oh, you don't have income, even though you know you can pay cash for the whole package." They don't really care about that. So that's where, of course, that the DSCR program comes in.
Okay.
But 10 finance properties.
Tell us a little bit about the DSCR program. Again, that stands for Debt Service Coverage Ratio. What does that mean in this context?
Cash flow. Yeah, it just means I only need a 1.1 cash flow. So in other words, if your payment on the property, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance is $1,000, I only need $1,100 in income coming in. That's a 1.1 debt service coverage ratio. So
Okay. That's
what that means. It has to do with cash flow, and it's very low on the requirement, which is really nice. But there's a lot to this program that's really nice. Number one, and this will tie right into the rates because you wanted to go over the rates. Rates are in the fours right now on conventional, and I can do in the fours on this DSCR program. So The problem that I see, or the challenge that I see, is people got spoiled on having rates in the threes for their investment properties for so long. That does not mean that rates in the fours is a deal killer. It just means you were used to a different rate. However, when rates were in the fives, if I told you I could get your rate in the fours, you would have jumped on that and thought it was the best thing since sliced bread.
You're right.
So it's still, the main thing is you're looking at, can you cash flow? What's your cash on cash return? And does that deal make sense to you?
And just to repeat, it's 1.1, not 1.25 like I often see for multifamily, but for single family, just 1.1 DSCR.
You got it. I even have a program that will go lower than that. There's some restrictions on it, but that's the best program that we have currently.
Okay, very, very good news. That's very good stuff. Does the closing process, is it similar in time? I guess the timeline as a conventional loan. Do we do the whole appraisal? What does that part look like?
Yeah, that's part of the benefits of this program that I was going to talk about. Number one is you can close in the same time frame, if not quicker. And the reason is because I don't need tax returns. I don't need pay stubs. There's no debt-to-income ratio calculation. Really, what we're looking for is that you have 1 month's bank statement that shows you have enough cash to do the transaction and that the property cash flows 1.1 or better.
Very good.
So
hey, that's a great,
we will order an appraisal.
Go ahead.
We will order an appraisal just like we would on conventional. And you make sure the value's there. LTV is typically what you're going to see on conventional. We can do 80% on purchases, 75% on cash outs.
Wow, that's good. And I want to come back to what you said a moment ago. I hinted at interest rates at the very start. We just touched them a little bit. They are climbing. I guess they'll continue to go up. Should I be worried, or what should I do right now?
No, I think you get with your lender that you're going to do business with, and just make sure you get updated rates. Like I have a it's like a template that I send out, and I keep that updated. And somebody says, hey, what can I plug into Quest? Well, it's funny that you ask. Here you go. I have it ready to go and push the button on it, and they can just plug that in to their deal analyzer and make sure that everything works for them. So the rate isn't as much of a concern as the overall analysis of the property. Just plug the right rate in there. If the cash flow is there, if your cash on cash return is there, you pull the trigger on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've tried to encourage the listener as well. Don't be afraid of where the rates are going. And, you know, if they keep going up and you lock in right now where we are now at 4%, even 5%, and they continue up higher, guess what? You've got a great inflation hedge right there. That's why they're going up. If they go the other way, Carrie, back down to 3%, what can I do? Do a refi. Get that lower rate. Get the cash out, too. So you have options. You have flexibility with real estate. The big thing is to get started. And if you're not sure how, we've done it. We've talked about a lot of topics here. Again, come down to the expo. You can talk with Carrie there, ask your questions, ask him, hey, what's the rate doing now? Where are we at? That sort of thing. Learn, get that education going, get the networking going as well. If you're thinking about joining, get in the door, join, and come out on that road trip here if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth on April 30th, where Carrie will be. I will have some other vendors out there as well. Again, Carrie, I cannot stress that part enough. Again, as somebody that had no background in this industry 10 years ago, I learned so much from guys like you, all the team that comes out to these events. So tremendous stuff. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
So I'll give you my phone number, which is 972-573-9200. That is the main office number for Dallas. My direct line is 972-573-9201. Phone, fax, and text, all in one number. And my email is carry@foursmartmoney.com. It's all on the vendor website, but it's carry@foursmartmoney.com.
Yeah, and if you are a Lifestyles member, get out to that vendor hub, because you can read all the comments. Like I said, Carrie, I was looking at those ahead of the show. You get all kinds of great reviews out there, 5 out of 5 stars. So you guys will be our legacy sponsor for the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. To learn more, go to that website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code for $97 off any pass or package is my name, Andy, A-N-D-Y. And Carrie, thanks for sharing with us today about the process. What is hard money? Why should I use it? Getting out of that hard money into conventional. What is a DSCR alphabet soup loan? Well, now we know, and we know when we might want to use it. And we know that, boy, The rate is practically what I can get on that conventional loan with Fannie Mae. Good, good news. And get that house bought, get that financing locked in now. Don't wait. Anything you want to add before we call it a day, Kerry?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much for having me. I always enjoy sharing and teaching about this wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for joining me today. And just about, what did we say? Not even a month. March 16th through the 19th is when the expo will be going on down in Houston. So I'll see you down there, Kerry. I'll be up in the expert hall as well with all the other vendors. I hope to see you there as well. Bring your questions for Kerry. Bring your questions for me. Bring your questions for everybody. Get out there, network. And remember, everything we do here, it's not the money, it's a lifestyle. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.